It hasn't yet been proven the boss was intending to punish the police officer's wife. Right now, the Supreme Court is just deciding whether an act of punishment like that would be illegal or not. In the past, the court has said private employers can fire someone for any reason, as long as it doesn't interfere with the public interest. A police officer's duty to enforce the law is a matter of public interest, but this is the first case where the public interest isn't directly related to the person who was fired, but to his or her spouse. The grocery store's lawyer, Phil Steens, told the court to let spouses in on this law will start an avalanche of people who were fired coming to court claiming they lost their jobs because of some relationship to an influential person.
Each expansion begets another expansion, and I suppose in my heart of hearts, I would like to say, okay, that's all right, let's squeeze it out that far. But the problem is that I see no logical stopping place.
But the attorney for the woman who was fired says it's up to the Supreme Court to decide on a stopping place. During oral arguments, Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson suggested the store is basically asking for a loophole for bribing or threatening government officials, even if the moment when the officials are actually doing their jobs is off limits.
If we would hold the way you wish, that tells everybody in this state, okay, you don't have to threaten them at that time. You don't have to bribe them at that time. What you do is you take care of it later.
It's the Chief Justice's job to press lawyers, so her remarks may not reflect her actual opinion. If the court rules against the grocery store, the case would probably go to circuit court to decide whether the firing was in fact retaliatory. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.